Blue Eyes White Destiny vs Fallen and Virtuous. Which Yu-Gi-Oh! Deck deserves 3 copies in 2026? Dax here, let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. Blue Eyes is the better first 3-copy structure deck build. Fallen and Virtuous is the richer second project. Neither becomes a Ventrity by arithmetic alone. Combine only the cards whose jobs you can explain, keep the current ban list open, and test the final 40-card main deck plus extra and side deck deliberately. Blue Eyes is the better first 3-copy structure deck build. Fallen and Virtuous is the richer second project. The difference is not that dragons are simple and fusion stories are difficult. It is that White Destiny presents one recognizable engine with a relatively legible first diagnosis, while the Alba-centered deck asks a newer player to understand why each fusion line, graveyard effect, and opponent interaction changes the next branch. The old buy-3 structure deck's advice survives because duplicate engine cards let a player improve ratios without hunting singles. It becomes bad advice when 3 sealed copies arrive before one deck has completed 10 honest games. Dax is enforcing the test bench. Which deck wins before the combo starts? White Destiny wins the first project decision. It gives the learner a famous plan, useful hand traps, a meaningful extra deck, and enough repetition to make one deck feel like a system. Fallen and Virtuous wins the "I want to study this world" decision. Its all-foil presentation and Alba's narrative create a compelling archive, while its fusion lines demand more deliberate rehearsal. Buy one copy to inspect and play. After 10 games, write the exact cards you wanted more often, the cards that stayed dead, and the extra deck lines you could not complete. Copies 2 and 3 are justified when those notes point to deck-exclusive ratios. Everyone says 3 is not a diagnosis. What does one copy of Blue Eyes actually teach? White Destiny combines a 50-card deck with a bonus repeat card. It includes a Blue Eyes engine, modern support, extra deck tools, and interactions such as Ash Blossom, Infinite Impermanence, Effect Veiler, and Nibiru. A beginner should not memorize every line. Start with 3 jobs, establish the first dragon, preserve one interruption, and understand what the extra deck summon changes. Goldfish 5 opening hands with no opponent. Name the normal summon, the search, the intended graveyard setup, and the first point at which the hand can be interrupted. Then play open-handed against a patient opponent. The deck becomes understandable when the learner can explain why a card is being activated, not merely recite the order from a video. What does Fallen and Virtuous ask you to understand? The Chronicles deck contains a 50-card main plus extra shell in ultra rare, a secret rare repeat, 2 new cards, variant art, and the Albaz / Ecclesia narrative. The pleasure is that the deck's story and mechanics point in the same direction. Contact, transformation, fusion, exile, graveyard recursion, and consequences that continue after the obvious summon. That richness creates more timing questions. Build a line card for each common opener, starting hand, intended fusion, material source, effect that can be interrupted, and fallback board. Do not treat every purple bordered card as a reward. The correct fusion is the one that answers this board and leaves the next turn alive. Should you buy 1, 2, or 3 copies? One copy, learn zones, summoning language, the deck's basic line, and whether you enjoy repeating it. 2 copies, increase a few deck-exclusive engine cards after the first games show they matter. 3 copies, finish ratios when a third copy contains cards the final list truly wants at 3. Before combining boxes, lay one copy of every card on a table. Make piles for starter, extender, interaction, payoff, recovery, extra deck, and sideboard candidate. Build 40 main deck cards only after every inclusion has a job. The pile labeled famous is not a deck roll. The third copy earns its place only when the tested list needs the deck-exclusive cards at full ratios. Open one deck and play sample hands before combining anything. With 2 copies, replace the obvious single-copy filler and make the opening hand more repeatable. Add the third only after the engine has shown which starters, extenders, or extra deck pieces it wants to see often. This keeps the conventional 3-copy route useful without turning it into a ritual purchase. Do not shuffle every generic staple into the first draft. A smaller controlled change tells you whether Blue Eyes or Fallen and Virtuous is actually teaching the sequencing you enjoy. 10 changed cards at once produce a prettier list and worse evidence. How should the first 10 games prepare you for locals? Games 1 through 3 are open-handed and allow takebacks. Games 4 through 6 close the hands and record every missed trigger. Games 7 through 10 use a sideboard and current forbidden and limited list. After each match, write the first interrupted line, the first dead card, and the turn the deck stopped creating decisions. You are ready for locals when you can shuffle without revealing cards, present the deck, set zones, explain a card when asked, resolve a chain without racing, track life, and accept a judge call without turning it into a courtroom drama. Bring the current deck list, matching spare sleeves, dice, or counters, and a polite sentence. I am new to paper, please tell me if I miss a mandatory procedure. Which accessories prevent the expensive mistakes? Yu-Gi-Oh! Uses smaller Japanese-size cards, buy sleeves designed for that size. Use identical opaque sleeves across each deck and bring matching replacements. Official Fallen and Virtuous sleeves are attractive, but count main, extra, side, and spares before assuming 150-count pack is a complete event kit. A two-player zone mat is useful during the learning phase because columns, extra monster zones, and card placement become visible. A compact deck box is enough for one active deck. Keep metal dice, coins, and rigid accessories in a separate compartment so they cannot dent or mark the sleeves. Which deck should you skip? Skip White Destiny if Blue Eyes Nostalgia is doing all the work and repeated engine practice sounds tedious. Skip Fallen and Virtuous if you want the shortest route to independent first games. The deck's appeal rewards a learner who enjoys studying branches and card relationships. Skip both if your actual group plays a different format or has a matched beginner pod ready to loan decks. A sealed deck is not obsolete because it is not currently dominant. It is unsuitable when its learning burden, upgrade cost, or social table does not match the owner. Tournament success can inform a project without becoming a compulsory shopping list. Final verdict. Buy Blue Eyes White Destiny for the gentler three-copy project. Its recognizable plan, included staples, and repeated engine make it easier to diagnose. Buy Fallen and Virtuous when fusion sequencing, Albaz lore, and an all-foil deck are the reason you want to study Yu-Gi-Oh! One copy of either is enough to learn. Buy copies 2 and 3 only after the first 10 games reveal specific ratios or deck-exclusive cards you need. Frequently asked questions. Is Blue Eyes White Destiny good for beginners? Yes, for a patient beginner who wants one recognizable engine and is willing to practice extra deck sequencing. It is not as simple as its famous monster suggests. Do I need 3 copies of White Destiny? Number 1 copy is enough to learn. Buy additional copies only when tested ratios show you need more deck-exclusive cards. Is Fallen and Virtuous better than Blue Eyes? It is better for players drawn to Albaz lore, fusion lines, and an all-foil project. Blue Eyes is the clearer first 3-copy learning build. Is Fallen and Virtuous all-foil? Yes. Konami lists 50 ultra-rares plus 1 secret rare repeat with a chance for that repeat to upgrade. What sleeves fit Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards? Japanese-size sleeves fit the smaller cards. Use identical opaque sleeves per deck and carry matching replacements. Can I take one structure deck to locals? You can play a legal list, but one sealed copy is a learning shell rather than a tuned event deck. Check construction, current restrictions, and your extra and side decks. What should I record during the first 10 games? Record interrupted lines, dead cards, missed triggers, sideboard cards you wanted, and the turn the deck stopped making useful decisions. Which product should a brand new household buy instead? A scripted two-player starter or a three-deck sampler may be gentler when both players are new and no experienced host is available.